and welcome to The Swiss Connection. I'm Susan Masika. In a refugee camp, one of the first challenges is usually water. The Geneva-based United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has an obligation to provide enough of it. If local sources are weak, it spends a lot of money trucking water in from elsewhere. But at Bidi Bidi Camp in northern Uganda, a Swiss method has helped quadruple the water supply by finding more productive wells. So how does it work? And can it be applied elsewhere? Swiss Info's Julia Crawford has more.
The Bidi Bidi Camp in northern Uganda is as big as a city, housing more than 200,000 refugees from neighbouring South Sudan. It sprang up in 2017, and for the first 2 years, water supply was a problem. But a project led by a hydrogeologist at the University of Neuchâtel has quadrupled the water supply using a method called rapid groundwater potential mapping. The university's science faculty has a wonderful view over Lake Neuchâtel, so there's plenty of water here. Tearing myself away from the view, I enter the building and go to meet hydrogeologist Ellen Milnes, along with her colleague Cyril Scherer, also engaged on this project. Ellen explains how the methodology works.
It is not magic. No, the main idea behind this methodology is actually to use a lot of data that is available at the moment, or now for the last few years, of course, we can get a lot of information with all satellite images, with all different kinds of remote sensing data and geological information that we get from areas. And combining that with very rather classical and old-fashioned morphological analysis. Basically, combining these two data types allows us to map the different areas of probability to encounter groundwater.
This methodology was used in Bidi Bidi. Had it been used before, or was this the first time?
This is the first time. It was actually developed, or it is there where we are developing it. And at the moment, it is actually pretty specific to Bidi Bidi. So, of course, the big challenge now in the next steps is to, in a way, upscale it or generalize it to be applicable in other areas.
Maybe we can come back to that, but perhaps if I can go to Cyril. You spent 4 months in Bidi Bidi. When were you there?
I was in the beginning of the year, and the second mission, I just came back a month ago. So it was two times two months.
And what was your role in the camp?
The first mission was more about collecting all the available data, also to better understand the situation. And then in the second phase, when already some wells have been drilled, it was to go look what is happening now with these wells and if they are productive or not. All the newly drilled wells have been located with these maps, which worked very well, but now we are also interested into understanding how sustainable the resource is. If these maps can also provide some wells that can be used on a longer term.
Were you there when they actually drilled in and there was a load of water came out? Can you describe that to me?
There is always a lot of people. As soon as a truck or a car enters a settlement, then everybody is following it. And it's when they are drilling, yes, there are always a lot of people standing around and sort of waiting of the moment, I think, but it is a very special moment for everybody.
David Njoroge is the Water, Health and Sanitation Officer for UNHCR in Bidi Bidi Camp. I spoke to him on the phone from northern Uganda and asked whether the Neuchâtel project has made a difference to life in the camp.
Definitely, it's made a big difference, because you can imagine without water, the challenges for women working longer distances, having to queue for long hours, issues to do with the coast ray water tracking. All that seems to have been resolved. When we didn't have those high-yielding boreholes, we had to track from another area to bring water to the populations.
So is there now enough water in the camp coming from the boreholes in the camp?
Yes, there is enough water. There's enough water available. Now the work we are doing is setting up pumping systems to push water, the water from these boreholes into the settlement. But we've significantly done most of the motorization, that is the installation of solar pumping systems and things like that. But we're still in the process of finishing the work.
The Neuchâtel methodology helps zoom in on areas likely to yield most in terms of water. Ellen Milnes says Biddy Biddy was a good place to try it out.
It was found that the situation in northern Uganda was just an ideal setting to try it out, because we had already a lot of wells that had been drilled and quite a low success rate and a very high pressure on getting away from water trucking. And that was also why there was a big direct implementation directly done and led by UNHCR, who were willing to actually use these kind of rapid maps to guide them in the well siting process.
What were the main challenges?
Biddy Biddy was actually one of the places we had least challenges. But it is important to say that we also established these maps for some other areas, like Chaka, which is one of the areas where actually last year people came in from DRC. And, so there was a new influx. It's not far from the Albert Lake. And there we could see that what we developed in Biddy Biddy, it was much more challenging to actually have these same wonderful results there, because simply the ground is extremely unfractured and it's very hard. One has to be honest about the fact that this is a methodology that really still needs to a lot of improvement to be applicable in different areas. But in that sense, Biddy Biddy has been a little bit a highlight.
Biddy Biddy was the largest refugee camp in the world until the Rohingya exodus from Myanmar last year. The Rohingya camps in Bangladesh are now the world's largest refugee settlement. So could the Neuchâtel methodology help there too? Here's Ellen Milnes.
I've also been twice in Bangladesh, so it's a completely different setting. In Bangladesh, Most wells that have been drilled, there is a big aquifer below it, so it's not exactly an area where one would now apply this methodology.
And what about some of the Syrian refugee camps? Could it be useful there, do you think?
I mean, we are looking into different places, because definitely now in the second stage of the project that we are entering into now is to try to generalize it and to find other settings that will also be chosen, not only for must be different climatic conditions. So we've also had a master student here actually applying the same approach here in the Emmental. So it is also, I mean, the thing is that we are trying actually to find out also a bit independent from where a refugee settlement is, because in future a refugee settlement may come and arise somewhere we don't know of at the moment.
That was Julia Crawford reporting from the University of Neuchâtel. Visit us at swissinfo.ch for more stories about Swiss innovation and humanitarian work. We produce a podcast about Swiss projects and newsmakers about once a month, so check back in a few weeks for the next one. Or better yet, go ahead and subscribe to be sure you don't miss it. Thanks for listening, and thank you to studio technician Yvonne Steiner. Signing off for all of us here at the Swiss Connection, I'm Susan Masika.